In the headlines, Prime Minister Alan Chastney has issued a public commendation to emergency response officers, describing those involved in containment of yesterday's blaze as heroic. The Department of Health and Wellness has commenced efforts to generate effective responses for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases as it prepares for the STEP survey in St. Lucia. Details coming up.
Massey Stores Home is now open in the South. We're at the Gablewoods Mall in Latuni. Bed and bath items, small and large appliances, furniture, electronics, and much more. Plus, higher purchase, free delivery island-wide. Don't forget to earn your points when you swipe your Massey card. Shop for all the essentials for your home at Massey Stores Home in the South at Gablewoods Mall in Latuni.
Hurricane season is here and the time to be prepared is now. Your safety and the safety of your assets begins with you. So don't wait until the last moments to prepare. Make sure trees around your home are properly trimmed to avoid branches and roots from damaging your assets. Test your shutters and generators. Secure loose objects around your property. And remember, always be fully insured. Secure the right policy for your family, yourself, and your assets at Nagico Insurances. For more information and hurricane preparedness tips, visit Nagico.com and the Nagico Insurances Instagram and Facebook page. Be prepared and safe during this hurricane season. Nagico Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Tis the season of giving. With Daikin. Get up to $400 off Daikin AC units from MNC Home Depot and Sunbelt. That's right. Daikin Day happening this Saturday at MNC Home Depot and Sunbelt. Hurry now and get up to $400 off Daikin AC units. Daikin Day happening this Saturday only at MNC Home Depot and Sunbelt.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. Prime Minister Alan Chastney has issued a public commendation to emergency response officers in the wake of yesterday's fire, describing those involved in containment of the blaze as heroic. In a statement issued via his social media, Mr. Chastney expressed gratitude to fire officers and emergency personnel for timely action in addressing the issue. Operations within the city of Castries came to a complete standstill Thursday afternoon with the discovery of an extensive blaze within the structure housing long-standing business Voyager. Several other businesses housed within the building were also destroyed. A structure widely recognized as one of historical importance to the island's entertainment history, having previously housed the Gaiety Cinema, was also gutted by flames. Fire and emergency officials responding to the scene sought to quell the blaze, which appeared to initially engulf the upper floor of the building, while law enforcement officials cautioned bystanders to vacate areas surrounding the scene. Highlighting the team effort expended, Mr. Chastney expressed gratitude to officers from the various stations who rendered assistance, inclusive of the Babineau, Groseley, and Denry fire stations. The effort expended by law enforcement was also applauded, with the Prime Minister noting, quote, "The police deserve our thanks for managing the traffic and pedestrians and ensuring people were brought to safe areas. They all mobilized very quickly in order to quell the fire, and I have no doubt that this cooperation by all our emergency response teams saved lives," end quote. The cause of the blaze, which was reported shortly before 2 p.m. Thursday, is yet to be determined. Meanwhile, Press and Communication Officer in the Office of the Mayor, Jason Hollingseed, commenting in the wake of the incident, expressed empathy to the individuals affected by the blaze.
Yesterday afternoon, we watched helplessly as the Tudor building located in the William Peter Boulevard was devastated by flames. The fire, of course, started in a small section of the building. It became uncontrollable at one point, resulting in the entire building being destroyed. Sadly, this is a huge setback for many, particularly the business owners, the employees, and families who depended on those employees to make ends meet. We wish to sympathize with all affected by yesterday's fire, but we are thankful that There was no loss of life, and we know that the situation certainly cannot be celebrated ahead of the Christmas season. We, as a society, should go back to a loving society, and at this time we should care and value each other most, especially those affected by yesterday's fire. We wish to applaud the firefighters, however, the Royal St. Lucia Police Force and our city police for controlling the crowds, controlling the traffic, and for working hard to contain the blaze. Speaking to those firefighters, special thanks to them. You know, amidst the limited resources, they did well and they worked tirelessly. So we wish to applaud them for their efforts.
Press and Communication Officer in the Office of the Mayor, Jason Hollingseed. The Department of Health and Wellness has commenced efforts to generate effective responses for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases as it prepares for the commencement of the STEP survey in St. Lucia. More in this report.
The Department of Health and Wellness, in collaboration with the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, recently hosted a training workshop on the application of the STEPS survey. The workshop is aimed at preparing enumerators and nursing supervisors who will be undertaking the STEPS survey in St. Lucia. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Merlin Fredericks James says the STEPS survey is extremely important as it will assist with the monitoring of non-communicable diseases and its risk factors in St. Lucia.
The objective of the workshop today is really to train the enumerators so that when we go out into the field, we ensure that we're collecting good quality data that we can use to estimate and get an idea of what the risk factors are for non-communicable diseases in St. Lucia. But the survey itself is very important because it will assist us in, like I said, estimating our non-communicable disease burden in the country. It will assist us in getting persons into care, more persons into care, because we know that if persons are picked up early, identified early and treated early, complications, heart disease, lung disease, kidney failure, etc., would be prevented.
PAHO Advisor for Chronic Diseases, Dr. Patrice Lawrence, says the STEP survey is important to St. Lucia as it will aid with the development of a plan to deal with the burden of non-communicable diseases.
The results of the study will lead us to look at factors for which we need to focus on during our program implementation for the people of St. Lucia, allowing us to make smart decisions and to maximize our already limited resources. The study will be a sample representation of the entire population of St. Lucia. So the study is about the people of St. Lucia.
The STEP survey is a household-based study which will entail a questionnaire, cholesterol testing, urine testing, blood sugar and blood pressure testing. The survey will commence in November and will run for 10 weeks. Reporting from the Communications Unit of the Ministry of Health and Wellness, I am Fennel Neptune.
An off-field incident concerning the Barbados team participating in the West Indies 50-over competition has prompted an investigation by competition organizers and the match referee. The incident occurred at close of play after Barbados was beat by Jamaica in a high-scoring encounter. Joseph Reds Pereira has more in
this
report.
The alleged incident, which is being investigated by the match referee and the organizing committee, appeared to have taken place after the Barbados team had lost to Jamaica in a high-scoring contest where over 600 runs were in fact scored. A huge glass was smashed in the Barbados dressing room, and further investigation with the local association, the cost of replacing that is in the vicinity of $2,500. So far, no statement has been made. The Barbados manager has been consulted by the match referee, and further investigations are being made. Whether there will be a quick decision on who's responsible, whether players will be suspended, we just have to wait and see. But it's not something which seems to have the actual management of the facility. The facility is being looked at in the meantime to make sure it's put in order, because there are more matches to be played at the second venue in Connery. The Barbados manager has been fairly tight-lipped, so to speak, but obviously at some time this is going to be needed to be handled by the management of the Barbados team when he reports to his board, or when there is any finding by the organizing committee. Whether there'll be a suspension, we just have to wait and see on the outcome of the investigation. But in the meantime, Barbados seems to be sailing on to Trinidad as they qualify. The battle seems to be between the Leavers and the improving Jamaica team. They have got to meet in one final game. Jamaica is playing the CCC today and should win on form, and it will be maybe decided in that last match between Jamaica and the Leavers, who are playing basically on home turf.
That report by Joseph Fritz Ferreira. Now to the regional developments brought to you, the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout, or call 452-1313, 486-4459, or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459, or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Dominica opposition now pushing for the general elections there to be postponed. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Friday, November 22, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. The opposition United Workers Party in Dominica wants the December 6 general elections to be put off until February. This is the proposal a delegation from the party went to the President Charles Severin with in a meeting Thursday, sources in Roseau are reporting. According to reports, UWP leader Lennox Linton and former Prime Minister Edison James were among the delegation at the meeting. The opposition is arguing that proposed electoral reform could happen before a vote, which constitutionally must be held by the end of the first quarter. There is indication that the UWP might seek a court order to try to stop the elections if the president does not decide to act. The U.S. mission to the OAS has expressed concerns about the decision of the Dominica government to hold elections without implementing electoral reforms. Deputy U.S. Permanent Representative to the OAS, Alexis F. Ludwig, in an address to the OAS on Wednesday, said that they are aware that the OAS has been very busy working on regional democratic issues, but they feel that it is important to raise concerns about the upcoming elections in Dominica to the Permanent Council. The U.S. diplomat lamented the fact that few of the recommendations that have been made by the many OAS electoral observer missions that have been sent to Dominica over the years have been implemented, and highlighted the joint special mission by CARICOM, the Commonwealth, and the OAS to Dominica last August. A poll released by the Caribbean Development Research Services, CADRES, has shown the Dominica Labour Party, led by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett, winning the upcoming December 6 general election, albeit with a likely reduced majority. But the pollsters warned of danger signs, with a large amount of voters undecided. CADRES director Peter Wickham said that according to the data, 37% of respondents said that they were committed to voting for the DLP, while 30% expressed their commitment to vote for the UWP. The poll of 1,000 people in the 21 constituencies carries a margin of error of minus 5.
A little-known local polling organization hired by the opposition party has announced it will announce results of its own findings Friday that shows a different result. Jamaica's Electoral Commission has indicated that almost 70,000 names will be removed from the next voters list, which is to be made public on November 30. Director of Elections, Glasspool Brown, said an ongoing exercise which began in late 2018 is being carried out in phases with the aim of removing over 260,000 dead electors. Trinidad's Elections and Boundaries Commission, ABC, has rushed to destroy defective ballot papers for special electors discovered recently in 40 local government areas. The ABC confirmed that defective ballot papers for special electors were detected in 40 of the 139 local government areas. It's estimated that several thousand ballot papers were involved. Trinidadians are voting in local government elections next month. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley is alleging that the United National Congress facilitated payments to Cambridge Analytica under the guise of advertising contracts through state companies. Speaking at a local government election meeting, Rowley listed payments to the tune of $13 million for a promotional campaign for the Chagaramas Development Authority. The ruling People's National Movement has accused the UNC of using the controversial English firm to illegally gather data on Trinidadians during the last general elections when Kamla Prasad Bisesar was in power. Legislation to have marijuana decriminalized in Trinidad and Tobago is being presented in the parliament there Friday. The announcement of the long-awaited legislation was made by Attorney General Faris Alwari at last night's People's National Movement, PNM, local government election meeting in La Hokita. Alwari said under the proposed legislation, someone can have up to 30 grams of marijuana in their possession. He added persons in possession of 30 to 60 grams of marijuana will be issued a fixed penalty notice by police. Once paid on time, AG Alrawi said this will not affect a person's criminal record. However, he noted failure to do so, the offender may face a fine of up to $50,000. The AG made it clear that persons will not be allowed to smoke marijuana in public spaces, including the workplace, or while around children. A 36-year-old Jamaican man has been held on multiple drug charges in Antigua following a drug operation carried out there earlier this month. The police report that Damian Wilson was arrested for possession of 10 pounds of marijuana. According to the police, this is not the first time that Wilson has been in trouble with the law. In 2007, he was classified as a persona non grata by the state, and a deportation order was then made listing him as an undesirable resident. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. The Caribbean's newsroom, I am Wendy Chateau.
Brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Alan Chastey has issued a public commendation to emergency response officers involved in the containment of yesterday's blaze, describing them as heroic. The Department of Health and Wellness has commenced efforts to generate effective responses for the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases as it prepares for the STEP survey in St. Lucia. And an off-field incident concerning the Barbados team participating in the West Indies 50-over competition has prompted an investigation by organizers. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.